Brother Peter.
Brother Peter. Okay.
And you said I could record the call, right?
Well, yeah, but you know what? Don't try to make an idiot out of me or some kind of nut, because I'm not. And I'll tell you why. If you could take a look at the world right now, it does need cleaning, right? That was one of the things that she asked me to do, just to help clean Earth up and to enjoy Earth.
So you're saying that the Virgin Mary appeared to you before you were born?
That sounds crazy, but I'll tell you what happened. You know, like when you go to sleep and you leave the light on, or you go to sleep and someone turns the light on, you can see like light coming through your eyelids. And well, basically that's how it started. And I was in this pitch black area where you couldn't even see your hand in front of your face. And besides, how could you? I wasn't even born yet. So like, what happened was, the only light that I could really see was the light from the Virgin Mary. When I noticed that there was light coming out of, I can see light coming through my eyelids, I tried to open my eyes and I did.
Well, hold on a sec. When do you claim to have had the first realization of this so-called vision before you were born? When did you know it when you were a young man? Did you realize it later in life?
No, what happened was, it was before I was born. And
so you've known this throughout your life?
Yes. Right. I spoke to my mother about this matter through grammar school, through high school, through college, through present time, even till today. I have never, ever forgot the Virgin Mary appearing to me before I was born. I've never forgot. It was just like it would happen yesterday. And you know what? I really believe that the Virgin Mary protects me in a lot of ways. I remember when I was like...
Well, hold on a sec. But yet you admitted that you were living in a state of mortal sin, fornicating with your girlfriend.
I was born.
No, but recently.
I think everybody does.
No, everyone does not. And the Bible teaches that fornicators will be excluded from the kingdom of God.
Okay, I really want to know what you want to tell me. But before you do, please, you just got to listen to me, because I just can't go on anymore like this. I did talk to the Catholic faith here in Hawaii. I talked to a bishop, Dr. Garfield was. I told him what I was about to tell you, and I want to tell you. But when I finished talking to him about this matter, at the end, I could tell like he was very interested. He never interrupted me. He listened to me thoroughly. And then after that, I told him, I asked him, I said, in all the years that you've been a Catholic and worked for the Catholic faith, did you ever even doubt that there ever was or is a Virgin Mary? He couldn't answer me. Like I stunned him. So he's working for the paycheck. He's not working for the faith.
They're not even Catholic, as I was trying to tell you earlier, that you need to realize what the Catholic Church teaches, what it means to be a Catholic, because...
Okay, but before you do that, sir, I've got to let you know what happened. And then after I tell you, then you can tell me these things, and I really would appreciate it. As a matter of fact, do you mind if I record this? Because this really means it's very important to me.
I don't care.
Okay, hold on. Let me get my recorder. Okay. I've got my recorder. Are you still on the line?
I'm here.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that, because if my own bishop here in Hawaii kind of doubts me, and doesn't he, you know, when I asked him if he ever really believed in the Virgin Mary, when I called my Catholic faith here in Hawaii, I told him what I'm about to tell you, and when I told him...
Well, let me just tell you this.
He didn't answer me. It's like he really couldn't really believe what I was saying in a way, but it was...
Well, let me just tell you this, that what you believe is false, and actually...
Pardon?
What you believe, namely that you received a vision prior to your birth, which means that... Let me speak a little bit, okay? Which means that you existed before your birth and your conception.
I never realized that until she started talking to me about how she would give me back my life.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that this message was delivered to you before you were in your mother's womb?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So you existed before you were conceived?
Yes. I believe I was, because when he said...
That's actually heretical. That's actually condemned as the pre-existence of souls.
Well, there's a lot of things that there's a lot of things that are like that now, and there's a lot of things that we have to understand more.
This was actually one of the errors of Origen, condemned in the 6th century as heretical. It's called the pre-existence of souls. And the Catholic Church dogmatically teaches that the soul is the form of the human body, and that it's created out of nothing by God. And so what you're saying is that your soul pre-existed, that's condemned. And it's a deception of Satan.
Well,
and it's obvious because you're consumed with yourself. And as I was talking to you earlier...
No, I'm not consumed.
Hold on a second. As I was talking to you earlier, what's your point?
I never go around talking to anyone about this. The only people I talk to about this, as a matter of fact, my mother, my brother, and just maybe about two or three other people in my life I've ever mentioned this to, because I don't really even want to talk. You know, like a lot of people I tell, I don't really even want to tell.
And you think that your mission, and you think that your mission in life is to clear the world of trash. Is that correct?
No. This is what I'm trying to tell you. You just have to bear with me and try to understand what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, try to cut to the point.
Well, you just have to let me tell you what I visioned, and maybe you can understand a little bit more. And then I'm going to tell you why I think she appeared to me and why I'm here on Earth. When I was able to open my eyes to see her, I she had tremendous bright white light that surrounded her. But I know exactly what it looks like. It looks like little round beads, and they're tremendously bright, and the light actually shimmers around her. I know exactly what she looks like. I know exactly what she wore. I know it's like it happened yesterday. And if you cannot interrupt, please just let me finish. When she was giving me the message of saying that she would give me back my life on Earth, I was kind of sort of like almost kind of acknowledging the fact, yes, I kind of do remember in a way that, yes, I do kind of like, I don't know how to think or how to explain this, but it's hard. As I was opening my eyes to see her, see the light for the first time and see her, I had to raise my left hand to shade the light that was so bright. No child can even do that, especially if you're just being born. You can't even think of even doing that, let alone listening to the Virgin Mary and understanding her message to me.
So what's the point for your life now?
Well, the point is...
Again, I don't believe what you're saying.
Well,
I believe it's a deception from Satan.
China wants to build 400 nuclear plants right away. We already have a lot of them that if we have a galactical shock that comes through our space in 2012, they're also the scientists are also indicating that the sun is acting very odd, that it's really acting up. So they're afraid, the scientific community is afraid, that we might get a sunburst. Now, if you remember the transit of Venus, all the planets are going to line up. First, it's the sun that rises up to the middle of our space. It's called a rift. And through that rift, every 26,000 years, something happens. And where, like, something really bad happens, sometimes the scientists already... studied that we did have a sunburst a long time ago and burned everything around Earth.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe in evolution?
Whatever. That's scientifically proven.
Do you believe in evolution?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay.
And,
yeah,
you
well,
know what's funny about that?
Evolution is a complete myth.
Well, you have to let me tell you this. In all of my life, I've always told everybody that we are not animals. We did not come from any kind of chimpanzee, monkey, or gorilla.
So you believe in evolution. You
yes,
admitted
well,
that you are fornicating.
You write the book on that.
You don't believe in Catholic dogma.
Pardon me?
You don't believe in Catholic dogma. Would you admit that?
What is Catholic dogma?
You don't know what Catholic dogma is, and yet you claim to be Catholic, right?
Listen, I'm a Catholic, but I'm not saying that I'm the...
Do you believe in Jesus?
Well, of course I do.
Okay, so you believe he founded a church. It says that in the Bible. Isn't that a fair question? Do you believe he founded a church?
I believe so.
Okay. Do you believe he founded his church upon St. Peter, as it says in the Bible? And that he gave
I believe
it?
So.
Okay. Are you aware that that's where the concept of the papacy comes from?
No, I wasn't, but I've heard of the papacy after listening to the Vatican and other things that I tape. But
so don't you believe, therefore, since you claim to believe in Jesus, that he is the standard by which you need to measure things? That he is the rule?
You know, yeah, okay.
Okay, and so what I'm telling you is that what I'm trying to communicate to you...
I know what you're trying to tell me, sir. I understand.
No, you don't. You don't even know what Catholic dogma is.
Well, no, I don't. But, you know, these children who saw the Virgin Mary and these events that came true when the sun came down and started...
You're referring to Fatima?
In France. You know, they all saw it. It's documented. And
you're referring to Fatima.
Pardon me?
You're referring to Fatima.
Okay, but...
That wasn't in France.
When, you know, remember those kids who
took,
saw the...
Right, it took place in Portugal.
Well, with Portugal and France.
No, it didn't happen in France. There was another apparition.
It happened in Portugal?
Right.
You know, if I even knew Lucia Santos was still alive when Pope John II was alive, I would have flown down there to talk to her.
Right, because you are not interested at this time, and I hope you become more interested in the true teaching of God. You're more interested in signs and wonders.
You have to understand something. Please just let me finish to tell you what
why? What's the point?
Well, just listen. You're recording this, so this is very important. She also said that in return she would like me to help clean her thoughts. And the third thing she told me was...
She would like to have you clean her what?
She would like me to help clean Earth up. That was the second thing she said. The third thing she said to me was, do not have a son, for he shall suffer. And if you look at today, the world needs cleaning up in every aspect of Earth itself. And the thing is that if we do get... some kind of event that is going to give us a galactical shock that's coming through our rift, that could be so powerful it can explode, let off volcanoes. It can give us earthquakes like we've never even seen before. It can give us tidal waves that are like 300 feet high. And all this I know because I keep up with our scientific community, and I know what they're doing. I know what they're saying. Even the church is admitting that the Catholic Church is admitting that, yes, the Vatican is agreeing that they're working with science and faith today. It's not like something that they would consider.
Well, listen, Robert, it's predicted that there will be events that precede the second coming of Christ that are earth-shaking events.
You know what I really...
But there's nothing that we can do about that.
No.
And therefore, it doesn't serve a purpose.
There is one thing we can do.
Listen, you've got to listen a little bit.
I know, but you do too.
You claimed it. Listen. Okay. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, be not solicitous for tomorrow, for the evils of the day are sufficient thereof. And you claim to believe in Jesus, and yet you're consuming your life with speculating about what catastrophes might take place in the future.
Listen, I know.
It serves no purpose, and you are, I would say in charity, very spiritually deceived.
Well, listen, I don't care what you believe.
Right, because you don't care about the truth.
Listen.
And you're of bad will.
The church itself right now says that it accepts science along with religion, all right? So what
all true science is in perfect conformity with religion. But what modern science claims as having been proven is a complete hoax.
I don't even read.
Right, because you don't want to hear the truth because you're concerned.
No, I don't need to be preached to right now. I'm just trying to tell you something.
I don't need to hear your nonsensical, deluded, heretical visions.
This is not nonsense.
It is.
We have a tragedy in this world. We're having so much overpopulation.
Yes, and the tragedy is people like you.
Listen, no, I believe the tragedy is not people like me.
It is.
I believe that the tragedy...
You're a guy who fornicates.
People don't live more.
You believe in evolution. You don't know what Catholic dogma is.
People live too.
Yet you claim to have special visions from before you were born.
I didn't say that I have special visions.
Right.
I never said that. You're recording.
So you think that everyone claims visions of the Virgin Mary
that
before they were born.
Look it. We have an opening.
Answer my question.
Ozone that leads from Argentina to Africa. That's very, very thin.
Answer my question.
Well, you answer my questions.
What?
Our magnetic field is employed. Why is it employed?
Well, listen. You can check out our website, VaticanCatholic.com.
Listen. Is there anyone else I can talk to? Because you're very dogmatic. It's almost like you're trying to preach to me and
that's,
teach me that, this and
that's correct.
Tell me how much of a
so
of a
are you interested in looking at or obtaining?
You know, the Gnostics
are
killed from the Romans because they were believing that they were studying, they were doing like studying of space, and they were saying that when you die, you could go into these parallels that are in our atmosphere, and you know, hole and below, the scientists have physically, through physicists, have acknowledged the fact that is true. So when I talk about science and religion that come together...
You don't even believe in Jesus. You don't.
Listen, don't tell me I don't believe.
Yes, I'll tell you again and again that you don't believe in Jesus.
You
don't tell me not to tell you that, you heretic.
You realize that you're my antichrist right now?
You're an antichrist, and you can look at the material and convert.
Everything
you don't even believe in Jesus. You don't know what Catholic dogma is. You don't care. You're of bad will, and you're an example of someone who receives not the love of the truth, and that's why you're deceived in your own stupidity. Goodbye.